five teens victimized by sex trafficking try to find their way to a new life. In a new book, a companion to the New York Times bestselling Tricks from Ellen Hopkins, author of Crank. The new book is Traffic, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Ellen Hopkins to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me.
What brought you to the subject?
So with Tricks, my background is journalism and nonfiction, and then I moved into fiction from there. So sometimes it'll be like a statistic or a fact or something that I'll come across that will just pique my interest in a subject. And I came across the statistic that the average age of a young person trafficked into the sex trade is 12 years old. So when something like that, you know, catches my eye or my attention, then I want to know why. And so then I started the research end of what brings, you know, these young people into a business that we assume is more of an adult business, I guess.
When I say that this book is a companion to Tricks, that the characters that we met in that volume are in this. Talk about these five and how they were created.
So in Tricks, all five characters were inspired by real stories. Also in Traffic, kind of the side stories you get, the peripheral character stories, those are all inspired by real stories too. So I worked with Las Vegas Vice, which that's where all the kids end up in the original book, is in Las Vegas on the streets. I worked with kids on the streets. I talked to kids on the streets. I talked to kids who had been rescued. And so their stories inspired these stories. So there are five very different stories. There are kids from all different parts of the country. One's a religious girl. One's a wealthy young girl. One's a gay guy who's been kicked out by his father. One's a kid with a gambling problem. And one's a girl whose mother has actually pimped her out. And these are more common stories than we would like to believe. And so they are, the truth factor is totally there with all five characters.
One of the questions, of course, that you tackle is there a way out? And I'm interested, going back to what you said earlier about statistics, what do we know about that?
About how many get out?
Yes.
It's well, what I would say about that is now there's a big push, a big effort to help young people off the street. You know, for a long time, they were kind of just considered throwaways. Now we're looking at them. You know, the FBI has a task force that's all they do is they look for young victims of sex trafficking. So we're calling them victims now, and when they get out, survivors, rather than criminalizing their behavior and you know, their being there. So there is a way out. I would say statistically, it depends on how they've been trafficked in. So like there's some gang involvement. It's a lot harder for those young people to get out because they're so totally entrenched in there. There's like a circuit that they move a lot of young people on. That's easier to pull them out because we can recognize that maybe that's who these kids are on the street, and they are kind of sent out more independently, and we can pull them out. But, you know, there are statistics. The statistic is, like, on the street, working every single day in this country and Canada, the two combined, is 300,000 young people. And so we need the effort to pull them out to really look at who the victims are of this. You know, it's a crime. You know, and there's a market for it, obviously, or it wouldn't be as prevalent as it is. So we need to look for how to slow the market, slow the demand for these young people, and that's a lot to fight off.
300,000, I assume that number has increased. Has it been dramatic?
I would say no. I mean, just because of our population has increased, so, you know, that much, yes. But, I mean, it's something that's been happening forever, you know. It's for years and years, we just didn't talk about it. We didn't look at it. It was just too icky to think about or to even, you know, admit that it was happening. And it's not just in the big cities. It is in small towns. And it is kids that you wouldn't expect to be there, you know. It's so important that as adults we look at the possibility of who these young people are and take a responsibility individually as well as, you know, within kind of the bigger societal responsibility that we have to help get these kids out.
Because in the first book, you really looked at how they got into this situation, and now you're looking at how they can hopefully get out.
Right, become survivors. And I worked on the second book, I worked with survivors. And it is difficult to get out because they're often, you know, they're addicted to drugs. It's one of the ways they keep them. If their gang involvement is part of it, it's very difficult for them to get out, but they can become survivors, you know. And I worked with one group that was writing their stories, and it was so interesting to see some of the similarities, but also the differences in to how they were sucked in, and also how they escaped. And it usually takes help for them to get out. It takes rescue. It takes law enforcement involvement. It takes rescue service involvement, but it most definitely, you can move on, you can get past that, you can go on to have a regular life, and it's important that victims know that.
So for young adults who are reading these books, what do you hope they get out of it?
I want them I want the warning there. It's easy enough to get sucked in. Pimps today, you know, you have an idea of what they look like, and they don't always look like that. You know, they're often very good-looking men who they coerce them, but they coerce them by having them fall in love, you know, by addicting them. All these different choices that young people are going to be faced with, if they are armed with the knowledge that, you know what, this could be what's happening to me, this is not something I want to happen, I think the warning should be there, and the knowledge that that's not what they want.
When, I assume you get letters from kids.
Many, 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 many. Yeah.
What do you learn from that?
That these young, that young lives, you know, we as adults, we want to assume that they're children, that they have a childhood. A lot of young people don't really have a childhood. They have things taken away. They have their lives taken away from them, sometimes by parents, oftentimes by other relatives, other times just by, you know, strangers. And that it's sometimes it can become oppressive, you know. I mean, and we're talking like I get, you know, around 200 messages with social media and et cetera a day. And a good portion of those are sharing their stories, and they're not pretty stories. And it's, you know, to me, if we can help them have a childhood, help them retain, I mean, innocence is impossible, I think, on some level anymore, you know, just even television and movies and video games and whatever. But if we can allow them to have fun and to be children, I think it will be helpful.
The book is heart-wrenching, but it is also hopeful.
It is hopeful, and yeah, there is love past that, you know. And it's, I think, that's at the heart of all humanity, right? Is really that we want love and acceptance, and we want to give love and acceptance, and it is possible even after the horrific things that they've experienced, definitely.
Well, the name of the new book is Traffic. It is now out. Ellen Hopkins, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Best of luck with your work.
Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Again, the name of the book is Traffic by Ellen Hopkins. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.